With last year's release of the Chevy Volt and the Nissan Leaf, some say the day of the electric vehicle has arrived. The Volt uses a rechargeable battery and, for additional range, can switch to a small gasoline engine to recharge the battery. The Leaf is an all-electric vehicle that is designed for short commutes. But electric cars have been around a long time. They have been available to compete with gasoline-powered vehicles for decades and were once a significant part of the market. One that looks like a horse-drawn buggy is on display at the Peterson Automotive Museum in Los Angeles. It was built in Los Angeles by a high school student, Earl Anthony, in 1897. Many other electric cars were on American roads in the early 20th century, but gasoline-powered autos had a greater range and came to dominate. In 1996, General Motors released the limited-production EV1 to wide acclaim, and curator Leslie Kendall of the Peterson Museum says drivers liked it.
And it looked cool, no doubt about it. And in the major American markets that it was tested, people got to see it and really responded favorably, and it performed beautifully.
But the EV1 was expensive to produce and had a limited range. The last model was produced in 1999. Today's electric vehicles have solved some of the earlier problems, but Edward Kerr of Southern California Edison, an electric utility company, says charging stations are hard to find outside of major cities like Los Angeles.
There is no question that we need to focus on the distribution level, so that's really the last 50 feet, if you like, of the energy delivery system, because we're going to see geographic concentrations of these vehicles.
New charging stations are being installed in some businesses and at the homes of many electric vehicle owners. The company AeroVironment has partnered with Nissan to install chargers for its all-electric Leaf using a system compatible with other electric vehicles under a new North American standard. AeroVironment's Kristen Helsell says the technology is spreading.
You know, everywhere from Australia to Canada, Brazil, across Europe, all sorts of places all across the Pacific Rim. There's almost nowhere that we're not going. India, places like that. You know, those are all places that have a really strong interest in vehicle electrification.
Electric gasoline hybrid cars, including Toyota's Prius, are popular with drivers who are concerned with environmental pollution and rising gasoline costs. But hybrids are a small part of the market, says analyst Carl Bauer of the automotive research firm Edmunds.com.
The traditional gasoline engines, of course, are still what power most vehicles, so of course they make up most of the research that people do. The hybrid market has remained somewhere between 2% and 3% really for the last 5+ years, so it's still a very small amount, and of course the pure electric market's much smaller than that.
The biggest problem is limited range. Nissan says its all-electric Leaf can travel 160 kilometers on a single charge in city driving. The Chevy Volt, which can switch to gasoline, can go much farther. Bauer says batteries are improving and other ideas have been suggested to extend the range of the vehicles.
There's a couple different approaches, whether it's utilizing batteries that swap out quickly and you go to a corner charging station and instead of waiting an hour or 5 hours to charge the car, you spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes having the batteries swapped out. That's one thing they've talked about as a future solution.
Other technologies, including non-polluting hydrogen fuel cells, are also being tested by the major automakers to power the electric drivetrains of new vehicles. Electric cars may one day meet the demands of consumers faced with rising fuel costs, says the Peterson Museum's Leslie Kendall.
They seem to want a vehicle that's powered by a renewable resource, a vehicle that does not pollute the air, a vehicle with fewer moving parts, it's simpler to operate and run, a vehicle that's quieter and smoother and all those good things.
With expanding infrastructure, he says electric vehicles may look more and more attractive. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.